Nolte, far-left PolitiFact melts down over Facebook ousting biased fact-checkers. By John Nolte on January 7, 2025. PolitiFact, a disgraced, fake, far-left, unofficial propaganda arm of the Democrat Party, is already melting down over the bombshell news Tuesday that Facebook will no longer allow them or any of the media's fake fact-checkers to censor and blacklist conservative opinions. "We can now discuss things like gender and immigration openly," Mark said so. Tuesday morning, Meta chief Mark Zuckerberg told the corporate media to kiss his ass in a video where he announced an end to censorship on Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. Further, more than once, he referred to the corporate media with the red-pilled term legacy media. "We're going to get back to our roots and focus on reducing mistakes, simplifying our policies, and restoring free expression on our platforms," he said. More specifically, here's what we're going to do. "First, we're going to get rid of fact-checkers and replace them with community notes similar to X, starting in the US. The legacy media pushed to censor more and more," he said. After Trump first got elected in 2016, the legacy media wrote nonstop how misinformation was harming democracy. Zuckerberg claims he is not only reversing these policies, he will work with incoming President Trump to push back on governments around the world going after American companies and pushing to censor more. "Before we get to PolitiFact crybabying, allow me to sum up what's happening here. For the first time since the creation of mass media 100 years ago, we are witnessing an end to the bad guys having control over the flow of information, control over what debate is acceptable, what questions are asked, what is and is not covered, what does and does not matter. In other words, the narrative. We all saw it yesterday on January 6th, as the corporate media pleasured themselves pretending that a mostly peaceful protest where no one brought weapons was an insurrection. Nobody listened. No one cared. The media are chubby checkers still singing The Twist in 1991 while normal people focus on what matters. The future at the hands of a president who actually loves his country. Yes, we should be wary of Zuckerberg's transformation into a red-pilled believer in free speech. But maybe, just maybe, this is who he really is. Maybe Trump's re-election triumph in the face of 100% media opposition showed Zuckerberg that the media's hold on power is an illusion. Maybe Elon Musk thriving in the face of 100% media opposition drove the point home again. Whatever his intentions, Zuckerberg had a clear choice between MAGA and the legacy media. And he not only chose MAGA, he called the media and their fake fact-checkers censors and biased and announced a total end to their influence on Facebook and Instagram, two of the most powerful communication tools ever created. So, of course, the fascists at PolitiFact are butthurt. No more can they tell a billion-plus Facebook and Instagram users that lies are truth. No more can they intimidate normal people from speaking a truth or floating a crazy idea, Biden's dementia, that might actually turn out to be true. No more can they control the debate, the questions asked, or what we as free people wish to discuss and how we wish to discuss it. PolitiFact and their big daddy backers at the fascist pointer do not give a damn about democracy or free speech. What they want is to empower the state by disempowering the individual's right to be an individual. Therefore, this is glorious. The bad guys are finally losing. They are losing so bad, you can listen to the lamentations of their women. No one's watching CNN or MSNBC. The Washington Post is collapsing. The New York Times is beholden to its far-left subscribers and lives in that echo chamber. The Los Angeles Times is openly courting Trump supporters. And now, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, the public square, are free of the legacy media's evil and corrupt influence. If villains like PolitiFact can no longer control how we talk to one another online, they have nothing. Everything changed today. We must remain vigilant with bond villains like Mark Zuckerberg. But everything changed, and the lamentations of their women prove it. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.